You know, a bucket list has a life of its own, propelling us to lead fuller lives, and some of the things we want to do before we kick the bucket are close by. If we make the time, feast our eyes, reap the rewards. On my to-do before I die list was seeing the baby solar systems at the IMAX theater in Alamogordo that the Hubble telescope filmed. And it seemed apropos that I was with my oldest son and his young daughter when I saw them. Life goes on. The first thing on Cherie Damshoulder's list was learning to tango, and she recently found a tango club in Las Cruces. While living in Argentina, the birthplace of the tango, Cherie was too busy as a wife, mother, and middle school math teacher to be able to join in on the tango's renaissance. Cherie and her husband, Paul Doolin, met as Peace Corps volunteers and moved to Hatch from Argentina in 1995 after Paul started looking at pecan land. The home they have lived in now for 17 years is shaded by desert willow with its pink flowers that look like tiny orchards. And Cherie has a studio for her yoga classes, and because of that, she is fulfilling the bucket lists of farm and ranch women who never had time for themselves while they were raising their children, but had always wanted to learn yoga. One of her students in her 70s is thrilled to be a half inch taller after a year of practice. That's the wonderful thing about bucket lists. When we start fulfilling them, our cup or bucket runneth over, since the more energy we have, the more energy we have to fill other people's wishes. Some wishes are long in coming, and we are long in tooth before we finally get to see them fulfilled 40 years later, like the Hatch swimming pool that Mayor Judd Nordyke wanted in 1970 and Vaughn and Jimmy Hilburn donated the land for in 1980 and Cherie's husband Paul reignited the campaign for in the late 90s after a rash of drownings of the area's children in the Rio Grande by having school children write to the legislature and Rep. Andy Nunez dedicated his capital outlay quota for during six legislative sessions, and after its budget crunch, the pool was finally completed after Hatch sold its natural gas company to Zia Gas when the mayor earmarked that money to finish the dressing rooms so the pool could open this summer. How I wish my mother had lived long enough to participate in Cherie's water fitness classes. I love seeing her friends having fun in the water with their exercises or using the lift to get in and out of the pool. Cherie said she began her bucket list after a diagnosis with breast cancer in December 2010 and retired shortly after. She loved her years teaching in Garfield and Hatch, teaching dual language learning and world history. The crown jewel was her part in creating the Spanish Advanced Placement Program, where high school students can now earn college credits. During her chemo and radiation treatment, Cherie did continue teaching her yoga classes for her own therapy and began teaching water aerobics as soon as Hatch opened its municipal pool. The villagers put the word out about her free class during the Hatch Senior Citizens Coffee Hour. Since the pool closed, they are asking what they can do now for fitness. Well, there could be a senior yoga stretching class at the center. Or maybe we can just learn to tango. That's the great thing about bucket lists. You can copy anyone's, and the teacher doesn't mind. This is Claudette Ortiz on the Age Spot.